All right, it's time for the Freak Show People's Court. This is where we take cases and give it to the audience as the jury. You can file in your votes at 888-429-0941. Our first case, a man in California is suing the Bucks. Not the organization of basketball player or football players at Ray J, but the Starbucks. He is suing Starbucks after he suffered burns on his genitalia.
Oh, no.
And his hands due to the hot tea.
Ooh.
Ain't supposed to be that hot, apparently. The 24-year-old man suffered burns 2 years ago after the top of his hot tea came off and spilled tea all over his unmentionables. The man spent 11 days in the burn unit.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
And his injuries were so severe that intimacy is now painful. Oh. He can no longer play the piano.
His
hands were burned.
Oh, okay.
His lawyer claims both Starbucks and Pactiv Packaging knew that there was a problem with their lids, citing 80 complaints a day about defects from employees.
Now we got facts.
80 a day?
We got receipts.
From employees saying that the lids were faulty, apparently.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
If you're getting 80 complaints a day about something and you haven't fixed that,
well,
that's negligence.
Well, you didn't. They're employees, though. They're not like that. They're not like researchers. What? Like, you work there. You ain't like a, you know, you're not standards and practices. All you do is pass out coffee.
But there's nothing more annoying than when you try to put a lid on something and it won't fit correctly.
Yeah, well, you know.
Super annoying.
Okay,
and now I got hot water all over me, hot tea.
All right. And now your unmentionables are burned and you can't have any kind of lovely time without it being awkward.
Allegedly.
Right.
Yeah.
How much you giving this person?
Well, that's
you
a weird
decide.
Starbucks?
Starbucks has to pay, and the packaging company, Pactiv Packaging,
I think
they have to share this burden.
I think their continued negligence.
Now we don't we don't know how good of a piano player he was.
Right.
They can't play the piano no more.
He did
I think you need to sit down at these ivories and let us know what's going on before I vote on.
The fact that they, for me, the big thing is that they've gotten so many complaints, 80 a day, 560 a week, that and they still haven't fixed it. That's negligence, and they got to pay $3 million.
Three million?
You're giving him $3 million
for
having a hot lap.
More than that.
No.
More than that. Because he can't have sex without it being uncomfortable
and
in pain.
He's saying that now.
Right.
Like,
but
I mean, because that's
going to
get him a bigger paycheck.
But the fact that he was in the burn unit for 11 days, that's telling.
So I'm going to say at least $10.5
million. $10
million? Yeah.
And hospital bills.
There you go. And lawyer fees.
Boom.
Okay, now y'all listen.
I'm with Meredith.
Okay.
And free tea.
And free tea.
No more tea.
No more tea. Yeah, he don't drink tea no more. It's all cold water and slushies. All right, we got texts coming in, 888-429-0941. You are the judge and jury on this case. How much are they supposed to get?
Out the 407, it says pain and suffering, $50
million. What?
They're worth $99.3 billion, so $50 million seems fair.
Wow.
Somebody said this is about the same issue that the lady sued McDonald's about. How much did she get?
She got a lot.
Oh, okay. All right, well, we got a second case for you right here. A woman in California is suing a fertility doctor in Virginia for using his own baby batter to impregnate her twice 40 years ago.
Now
the story is the woman and her husband were newlyweds struggling to conceive when they sought out help from a doctor. This was 1978, by the way.
Ooh.
Both times the couple signed on to use baby batter from an anonymous donor whose traits matched the husband's, who didn't have any genetic conditions. So she wants the same kind of healthy man, but from somebody with some live baby batter.
Yes.
Let's make some babies.
Okay.
It wasn't until last year when their daughter uncovered their true identity because she received a 23andMe DNA test.
Always getting caught up with that.
She got it at a Christmas gift. They determined that the doctor that did the artificial insemination 40 years ago was the father of both kids.
Oh my God.
Claiming that he medically raped her by using his own baby batter to inseminate her
without her consent. They asked for an anonymous donor.
Right.
They got an anonymous donor.
Did he also? I wonder if he also fulfilled their other requirements that they had, like if he was healthy, like the husband, things like that.
He just listen.
That is not okay.
You asked for an anonymous donor.
Yeah, and the doctor, I know you.
It is bad. It is bad. But I am an anonymous donor.
No, you're not. I know
I'm donating and I'm doing it anonymously. You don't know.
Yeah, no, that's not cool.
Is he guilty? For how much? 40 years ago, two kids.
Well, he's absolutely guilty, and it was all proven because of the 23andMe. So he's definitely guilty.
But he didn't break the law.
I think he did.
He did.
I think he did.
So, the oath. Yeah. What is that? The medical oath?
The Hippocratic oath.
Yeah. She didn't consent to that.
Yeah.
She consented to getting.
What if he was ugly?
But that's not what he gave her. That's not what he gave her.
Yeah, that's not cool. Are there not enough, options out there? Maybe at that point in the 70s.
This is a doctor, though. Like, I mean, so you got sperm from a doctor. That's good genes.
No.
That's what when people look up stuff, when they look up accounts on who they want, and they tell them we got a tall doctor, we got this, they would take it.
Mm-mm. She wanted an anonymous donor.
I say $5 million. I'm going to give less than
You gave the hot lap 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
This was.
I know. I don't know the reasoning. That's just how I feel.
This is 40 years ago and it was two kids.
Yeah, you have two children that are off and doing their own thing.
I'm going to say $1 million apiece. So $2 million total, $1 million per kid.
Why?
Because.
That's what I said.
That's just it.
Y'all are insane.
What do you think?
I think that you get more money for this. It was 40 years ago. You've been living with somebody else's sperm.
Right.
Raising them. Now they
But it was
older.
Anonymous. She didn't know the donor anyway.
But you violated her. They said the word medically raped.
Yeah, that's
Y'all
strong.
Are medically raping her again with your assessments of the funds.
I think that $5 million is good.
$30 million?
$30 million total. Tax-free, wow. $30 million. Absolutely. And the kids should deserve something, too.
And a refund for that procedure.
And a refund
for
that. So
23andMe.
$30,029,740 is what we're saying.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.